This is Professor Samuel Colton with another podcast, Welders Without Borders, New Year's, New Beginnings. I'm here on a bright sunny day in Yuma, Arizona at Starbucks on the outside patio, just enjoying some sunshine. But I have a special guest here with me today, and that's Ritika Dewan, who's the Dean of Career Tech Education at Arizona Western College. Hey, Ritika, it's great to have you here with us.
Same here, Sam. Professor Sam, it's great to have you.
Well, I'm just so excited to sit down with you and just talk a little bit about what's going on at Arizona Western College and Career Tech Ed. And so, Ritika, let's just put the question out there. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in your division of the college and what's happening.
So, Sam, thank you for giving me this opportunity. We are working on some great projects. One of the projects which we are working on is manufacturing. And we are creating stackable certificates. So in this manufacturing degree, the students will get 6 different stackable certificates, from power generation to electrical, to welding, basic machining, advanced machining. So this is something great which we are doing. Not only this, we're gonna be the first program with apprenticeship in electrical program. And that's coming also in fall 2020. We also have our International Welding Club, where we're gonna have a collaboration with Mexicali, Cicati University to go there, and their students will come here and have a camp and collaboration together. So this is not only that, we are looking at different ways to collaborate with industry, and then Insultech is one of the examples where we're gonna use their facility, work together as a partner, and have our students have internship experience and then use the equipment and learn in a real world situation. So this is not, we are not stopping here. We are also looking at a new certification, which is a European certification. So see if we can bring that to Yuma, Arizona, so that our students are certified in European techniques, so they can get job anywhere in the world.
Wow, that really does put some traction in that saying about learn it here and earn it anywhere. And so the stackable credentials that you're working on, and Arizona Western College has always been a leader in the state of Arizona and the Southwest with their programs for over 50 years. So it's really exciting to hear that the college is continuing to meet the needs of industry and to be in the forefront as a leader in technical education, not just for the local community, but for actually globally, and that international connection. You know, so many colleges and schools are looking for that connectivity for students to have that global mindset, especially in today's economy. So Ritika, tell us a little bit about what's happened recently. I understand some of your students from welding, for example, were at the most recent Welding Thunder. They did really well. What are some other exciting things going on in your electrical programs, your welding, your air conditioning, automotive? It's just an exciting time, and I'm so glad you sat down with me.
We have a great team in welding program, and then great mentor. Sam, you are one of their mentors, working with Pedro, Bobby, and they're working very closely with you and bringing that again international welding program and keeping that highlight that what welders are about. And I'm really glad you work together as a team, 3 of you, which is really needed, because you can't work in isolation. You have to work together. And in electrical program, we have a professor, Bruce, and he's bringing that program to the next level. We are changing a lot of certification to 1 year, because we are bringing a M visa certification, which is the condition that students should finish certification in 1 year. So bringing that, we will have a student from France, Europe, Paris, Switzerland, England, Mexicali, Mexico, anywhere. Come here, do the certification in Korean Tech, and then can go back and tell where their certification is from.
Well, you know, I was at the campus yesterday, and I saw just all the excitement with the students coming out of the technology area, and the automotive program was just popping over there. It's always exciting just to see that, and especially with the outcomes from the STEM grant that was recently administered at the college and created pathways for the bachelor's degree in partnerships with NAU. I understand Arizona Western College has partnerships now with the three major state universities, NAU, Arizona State, and University of Arizona.
Absolutely, Sam. And now what we have done, every single university accept our credit as a lecturer from CTE. Earlier, we had that challenge of them that anything comes from Korean Tech is non-transferable. It's not anymore. It's every single university value Korean Tech. So these universities are accepting our credential as the elective service. So this is something great happened. Also, we are working on prior learning assessment. If someone worked in a welding industry for 20 years, we're not going to ask them to start welding 101. We're going to give them up to 35 credit for their experience in the field. So we really are valuing their experience in the field that, hey, if you know welding, if you have done whole your life, we will give you that certificate. If you prove that, you can weld.
So that kind of ties in. I know Arizona Western College is part of the NCCER, National Center for Construction Education Research, which is a nationally accepted standardized curriculum. And students are able to earn portable credentials in your programs through AWC and NCCER. I know you also collaborate strongly with the local high schools and the CTED, the Steady CTED. And so, when you say Arizona Western College, what you're really saying is when Arizona Western College is there, so is the community. Would you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. Such a great wording you said, Sam. I totally agree with you. And Arizona Western College is there, community is there.
Well, you know, it's been exciting to be here with you today, and it's a beautiful day in sunny Arizona, and you know, hearing all the cars go by and all the noise behind us just tells you how vibrant a community Arizona has in Yuma and with Arizona Western College there. So I want to thank you, Ritika, for being here and congratulate you on all the success that's going on in the Career Tech Ed Division, and continue with it.
No, thank you, Sam, for giving me this opportunity. We value you.